Illinois State Police Arrest Unlawful Anti-ICE Protesters. By Warner Todd Houston on October 12, 2025. The Illinois State Police, ISP, waded into a crowd of anti-ICE protesters in the Chicago suburb of Broadview and made several arrests Saturday for unlawful assembly after the small town's mayor set a curfew of 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. for protest hours. After weeks of increasingly violent protests outside the Broadview ICE facility, the Illinois State Police has been brought in after the Trump administration threatened to bring in Texas National Guard troops to safeguard the federal facility. The ISP response came after Broadview's Democrat Mayor Katrina Thompson moved to set a curfew for protests. Thompson admitted to News Nation that she is in a position that every decision that I have to make, people are not going to like, but pointed out that allowing the protesters to continue gathering all through the night was affecting the quality of life of local residents who live in the neighborhoods across the street from the industrial area where the ICE facility is located. Thompson ruled that protesters may only gather between the hours of 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. This new rule gave the ISP the pretext to clear out protests on Saturday evening. Illinois State Police confronted a group of aggressive anti-ICE protesters, who were reportedly disrupting traffic and blocking federal operations. pic.twitter.com/tootney3fjh9. New York Post, at NYPost, October 12, 2025. ISP officers arrested at least 15 protesters on Saturday evening and have set up a large presence outside the ICE facility. Illinois State Police confronted a group of aggressive anti-ICE protesters, who were reportedly disrupting traffic and blocking federal operations. pic.twitter.com/tootney3fjh9. New York Post, at NYPost, October 12, 2025. Another huge brawl at Chicago ICE between rioters and Illinois PD. I am on the ground. pic.twitter.com/ebeeksixp9qg. Cam Higby, at Cam Higby, October 11, 2025. Activist Dr. Ali Muhammad, who claims to represent the Mississippi-based Revolutionary Black Panther Party, says he and other anti-ICE protesters are angered by Mayor Thompson's curfew. We're agitated by this restriction. By the way, Muhammad told the media, we feel that the mayor of Broadview, she considers herself an ally, but we're not comfortable with this 9-to-6 curfew, so we're going to present this cease and desist to remove the curfew. Despite the anger, the crowd thinned to only a few by 7 p.m. on Saturday. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.